Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. Hello! I was just channeling my Mrs. Doubtfire. You guys remember that movie? Freaking classic. And she like pops up from behind the fridge with all the cream on her face and she's like, hello! I need to go watch that. Blast in the past. Oh, big topic today. I feel like I say that every episode, but that's because I just get so fucking jacked about every episode that I talk about. And I always just hope that deeply serves you, but I've just been feeling extra pumped today. I'm gearing up for our Lightworkers Academy class of 2022. If you are not on that wait list, sister, I suggest you freaking go and get on it or DM me to get on that wait list. It is, buckle up, Lightworkers, is all I say. I am charging some sweet energy through this round, and I can't wait to meet all the Lightworkers that I get to mentor over the next few months in Lightworkers Academy. But let's fucking stick to the topic today before I get too pumped and tell you all the things. What's my press again? They didn't guess it. It's a Blink 182 reference. Oh my God. Haven't I got some sweet, sweet memories of Blink 182, you know, listening, staring into space, thinking about my year 9 crushes. It's good times around. I took around and all around. Okay, let's talk about something that's a really awesome perspective shift. And this is around this idea of holding your community and holding your clients on a really, like in a really powerful energy all the time. This is what I hear so much from people before they put their offerings out, before they launch their business, before they just say what they really fucking want to say, before they channel their best creativity and their highest expression and their highest vision on social media or through their business or whatever platform you're on, is you start to convince yourself that it's too expensive. You know, if you've just upgraded your prices or you're about to, like, be really conscious that you're not already convincing yourself that no one in your community is going to be able to afford it. Be careful that you're already convincing yourself that people in your community aren't going to get it. You know, if I say what I really want to say, like, they're not going to get it. It's too spiritual. I haven't really talked about this before. It's too out there. It's too woo-woo. It's too fiery. It's too this. It's too that. And you start to have this story of like, oh, I don't think anyone's really, like, does it make sense? Is anyone going to get this? And you like dull your energy down, or you put a little glitch in the energy transmission there. Maybe you've said things like, I don't know if anyone's going to really want this, or I don't think if anyone can afford it. Like just the freaking stories, same old shit that comes through, right? Energetically, you start to project your limitations onto your community, and that's just not freaking fair, my friends. I want to offer a perspective shift here of what if you start to hold the vision for your community and hold the intention and hold the energy of your community being really powerful humans. Before you go into a launch, hold the energy, hold the intention, hold the vision that your clients and your community are really abundant, are really resourceful, know how to deeply trust in themselves to act on their intuition and make decisions with clarity and purpose. Hold your community and your clients to the vision that they are really smart and intelligent. Because every time you tell yourself or convince yourself, oh, they probably can't afford it, or I don't think they're going to understand it, you're projecting that you don't think that they're abundant. You're projecting that you think that they're dumb. like the real direct way of saying it. And that's just not true. Like your entire business can change if you start to see your community as powerful human beings, as powerful co-creators, as resourceful women and men and humans. Think about that. Like think about how just straight away the energy can shift in that, not just perspective, but in that way of how you show up to launch an offering. Like if you're going into a launch or if you're putting out an offering that's like the highest that you've ever charged and you're coming from this like needy energy of like, I don't think anyone can afford this. And you're kind of like, you know, I'm soz, but you're kind of on your fucking ego high horse. Like there's a pedestal playing out there. Like it's a really unconscious one, but it's like, they won't get it because I'm like smarter than them and this won't make sense to them because like I'm more like tapped in and they can't afford it because like no one can ever afford my prices. Like I'm pretty sure you fucking invested in something before, mate. Like I'm sure your clients are just as resourceful. I'm sure your community is just as powerful and just as willing to invest in their personal development, in their expanded consciousness, in their healing, in their business as you are. Like, why are you thinking you're the only one? And something that I dropped this little nugget through when I talk about prosperity and the teachings through Lightworkers Academy, but I always like just to switch your ego straight out of it when you go into that story of like, oh, just like, I don't think anyone can afford it. My direct response is like, did they show you their bank account? I'm sorry, but did every single person on your social media and in your community, did they like screenshot their bank account and send it to you? Like, why are you assuming that? Why are you assuming that they don't know how to manifest? Why are you assuming they don't know that they can call in the resources they need exactly the moments they need? Why aren't you entrusting and holding the vision of them to invest in themselves and stretch themselves and show up for their expansion? Why are you just assuming they won't do that? Like, that's yucky energy. That's yucky energy to hold. And something I remember reading a quote by Yogi Bhajan, who's the master of Kundalini Yoga and such a powerful activator for teachers. You know, the Kundalini Yoga teachers are just activating teachers in general, not just Kundalini Yoga teachers. They're activating your teaching energy. That was my experience with it. I remember reading this once and it just really stopped me in my tracks. And he said, the most powerful teachers will always try to make or always hold the intention of their students being 10 times as powerful. Think about if you can show up with that energy. The most powerful teacher will always aim to make their students 10 times more powerful, 10 times more abundant, 10 times more loving, 10 times more creative, 10 times more expansive, 10 times more compassionate. 10 times more fucking awesome, 10 times more free. Like, honestly, what if you show up with that, holding that energy in your field and that transmission and that truth of, imagine if you saw everyone in your community, everyone in your following right now, if you held the vision that they were 10 times as powerful as you. And not from this, like they're better than me, but if you like held that, like that is your mission. I want you to see yourself as 10 times more magnetic and powerful and abundant and radiant and successful. Like that is what I want to transfer to everyone who comes into my field. And if I can hold that intention, then I'm not going to let my money limitations rob them of their expansion. I'm not going to let my money shit get in the way of them investing in themselves, of them showing up for their business, showing up for their highest potential, showing up for their expansion, their growth. So where do you need to kind of like get off your high horse a little bit here? And fuck, I catch myself doing this sometimes and I'm like, Trace, is that really the truth? Or is this just your little ego running a story here to distract you? Is this your ego trying to hold you back? Because when you hold yourself back, you are holding your whole community back with you. When you are keeping a creation to yourself, you're robbing the fucking planet of that highest light energy, that highest expression, your genius, your passion, your power. Like you're literally holding everyone back from that. Like our gifts aren't just for us. Our gifts like unlock the doors for everyone that comes into contact with them. Like that's why I'm like, man, get out of the fucking way. Like, serve. Just serve anyone that's in front of you. Serve anyone with their hand up. Like, you have gifts that are going to, like, unlock their gifts. So notice when you're creating this story of, you know, no one's going to get it. Like, I will just hit you with the question of, like, is no one going to get it? Like, is that the truth? Or is it just that you're not ready to own it? Is it that, oh, I can't share this because, like, no one's going to get it? Like, why are you dumbing your community down? Why are you thinking that they aren't smart? Why aren't you thinking that they aren't tapped in and cosmic as fuck like you? You know, like, give them a bit more credit. Give them a bit more credit. And is it that they don't get it, or is it that you're just afraid to own it? And by own it, I mean own your power. Own your truth. Own the teachings and the wisdom and the channel that's trying to come through you. Because that's what it is. It's like, it's not that they don't get it. It's that you're scared to be seen in it. You're scared to be seen in your power. You're scared to be seen in your truth. You're scared to fucking own what you're here to do. And you're dancing around this bullshit story of, like, I can't say that because no one's going to get it. And I can't launch this because, like, it's probably not the right price. And I can't do this because blah, blah, blah. And it's just you dancing around your power. It's you just you dancing around, distracting yourself from what you actually want to be bringing through and what you actually want to be saying and what you actually want to be teaching and what you actually want to be offering and serving the world with. Oh, someone just got a bit fiery up in here, didn't they? So think about right now all the projections that you're, and, like, guys, a lot of us do this subconsciously. It's just how our ego just puts a little kink in our power, especially going into a launch week, especially when we're birthing a new vision, especially when we're bringing a new creation through to our community. Our ego is going to try and distract us for all the reasons why we can't, shouldn't, like, need to dim it down, need to tone it down, can't say this, can't say that, not professional, too spiritual, too woo-woo, they won't get it, it's not going to make sense, they can't afford it. Like, again, get off your high horse, get off your little self-imposed fucking pedestal and round table this shit that you are starting to see them as equally, if not more powerful than you, more resourceful, more abundant, and just see how that shifts the energy. Just see how that opens up the doors for even more of your power and your truest expression to come through. Because if you stop projecting all these limitations on your community and therefore projecting them on yourself and judging your community and judging yourself, a lot more magic can come through and you can rise and your community can rise with you and you're not holding them back because you're not holding yourself back anymore. So don't let your own little projections get in the way of your full power trying to come through and of your community's power and their ability to show up and expand and grow and rise with you. So a little check yourself before you wreck yourself moment there. And ask yourself, like, if I really saw them and held them in that energy of abundance and resourcefulness and power and trust and truth, like, if I saw my community in their highest fucking potential, then how can I start showing up in mine to meet that? How can I bring them along for the journey? Because that can just shift some epic stuff, man. And just, again, clean up those little stories that you've currently got going on. Like, trace the trigger back. Trace the story back to what's really going on here. Step off the pedestal. And like Yogi Bhajan says, like, let's hold our people and hold our students and hold our clients and hold our friends, you know, to that vision being 10 times as powerful as us. What if we make that our mission? What energy can come through there? So fucking good. I really hope this landed for you guys because so many of us are just blocking our highest expression because of all these assumptions we make around what people can afford, what they can't afford, what they're going to understand, what they don't understand. Like, you are literally curating yourself to try and fit this fucking thing that's made up of assumptions and projections and limitations. So unlock that bad boy. And let your truth come through and just see how amazing that can be for you and your community and how quickly you can rise with them and bring them along. So freaking good. Thank you for being here. I hope that really, really offered a shift for you. Again, I would love you to drop into my DMs, let me know how this landed, fucking screenshot this shit, share it with all your friends, get amongst it, get the party going. And yeah, I hope this deeply served you along with all of these episodes. That's my highest vision, that this can create a little shift for you. And I'm just so grateful you're here. Keep rocking out, Lightworker. Big love. I'll see you soon.